Okay, so now we're on Daled Amud Aleph, and we left Kedushin for a little while. Registration today, but we'll get back to it. And we're talking about who is this girl that goes out of Pagras? Every girl leaves Benares, so why is the Torah saying, V'yatzachinam elu yimei Pagras, and kesef elu yimei Naras? It never happens. So we tried to compare it to a case of Taisha V'sachar. The Torah says that a Taisha V'sachar don't eat truma. Right, Taishav is the long-term Eved Ivri, and Sakhar is the short-term Eved Ivri. And the question is, tell me the long-term doesn't eat Truma, he's a Yisrael, he's an Eved Ivri of a Kayan, he doesn't eat Truma, for sure the short-term, who's less part of the family than the long-term. So why did the Torah write it? Torah says, that's how the Torah writes. So just like the Torah wrote Sakhar, which wasn't necessary, the Torah wrote Bagrus, it's not necessary. That's where we left it yesterday. Zog de Gemara, we are up to Amale Abaya, which is, go across Taisa's Deloi, and come down three lines. Amaloi, last word on the line. Amale Abaya, Midami, the case of Taisa V'sachar and the case of Anaren and Begeres are not similar. Hasam Trey Gufi Ninu. There we're talking about two different people. There's a person that's a six-year, and there's a person that's a long-term one. It's not the same person. He first was a six-year, then he became a long-term. But there are two different people here. One is a six-year, one is a long-term. So the truth is, if you told me long-term, I could figure out short-term. But sometimes the Torah will write something that I can figure out. So the Torah wrote long-term, and the Torah wrote short-term. Unnecessarily, but milsa the asya v'kavachaymer tarach v'katzav l'kra. Sometimes the Torah will write something, even though I could have figured it out. But the Torah.
When do you apply that?
That's going to be discussed in the Amud Beis. We'll leave that for the Amud Beis. But that's the rule. Milsa the asya v'kavachaymer tarach v'katzav l'kra. Sometimes I can figure things out. The Torah wrote it anyway. But at least the Torah is telling me person A and person B. It's talking about two different people. Here, no girl ever goes out of Bagrus. It never happens. There is no Begeris that goes out. There are six-year Evadim that don't eat Truma. There's long-term, there's short-term. I could have figured out short-term from long-term, so the Torah wrote extra. But here, it never happens. It's a non-existent case. No girl leaves the Bagrus.
That's not Abaya's kasha.
Abaya's kasha. Abaya's kasha is Taisha V'sachar. The Torah wrote extra, even though I could figure it out. But it applies. There's a Taisha and there's a Sachar. Here, there's no one that goes out the Bagrus. It doesn't apply. The Torah doesn't write things that never apply. What?
It's one entity, not two.
Exactly. Amal Abaya, Midami, Hasan Trey Gufidin. There are two people. The Chinami Kasa Rachmana Taishav Nirtza, Vayaycho. The Torah would have written the long term Evan who's bored, doesn't he? The Hadra Kasa Vidach, and then the Torah would have written the short term. Habisachar Milsa Dasiv Kavachimer. The short term would have been something I could learn out with a Kavachimer. Milsa Dasiv Kavachimer, Torah Kasa Vakra. And then the Torah wrote it anyway. It's one girl. Never happens. I don't need something written in the Torah that never happens. It's different than Sakhir. Sakhir happens. I could have figured it out. The Torah wrote it anyway. Bagris never happens. Why would the Torah write something that never happens? Torah should have written what happens. Sakhir happens. Taishav happens. I could figure out one from the other, but they both happen under two separate bodies. Here is one girl, and she never gets the Bagrus. So Bagrus is a waste of time. It never happens. Why would the Torah write it? Zakhtrashi. Hasam Trey Gufininu. Nirtza Shein and Nirtza Shnei Gufimim. They're two bodies. The Epshali is Shnei and Bebesh is Shakayan, and a Kayan can have two different Tavonim. A Taishav and a Sakhar. The Chinam Mikasa Rachmana, Kloimer. Afilu Pirish Hakasav Nirtza. Even if the Torah would not have written vaguely Taishav, it would write out Nirtza. Lo Yaycho. The Chazur Pirish Hashayna Nirtza. Let's say the Torah would have written the word nirtza and non-nirtza. Ava b'shlahutzuch l'kaisa would have been unnecessary. Ha'yis yachul l'taretz v'leimer. Ava gav davi sochem mosu dasi b'kav l'chaymer. Even though I would figure out the short term from the long term, tarach l'kasim l'akra. Sometimes the Torah writes things I can figure out with the kav l'chaymer. L'fichach k'shakasvay hasam. So when the Torah writes Toshav and Sakhar, and we don't know what the words mean, Shlomer, the boss there, believe it as that. By writing two, it teaches me not only short term, but even long term. Right? The Torah used vague words. Had it only written one, I would have thought only short term. But anyway, even if the Torah would have been explicit, it would have been negeya. It would have been unnecessary, but it would have been negeya. Ve'ilonu lahakshis yichtav nirtza beferish le'yichtav sakhar. You can't say, let it just write nirtza, and I won't need sakhar. Because, well, I'm sorry, hakshis to ask. You can't ask, let it just write nirtza. Because even if it writes nirtza and I can figure out sakhar, sometimes the Torah writes something I can figure out. But it's something I need to figure out. It's two different people. Avulhocha, the Avka Krav Meshusa ben Arusa, the Torah took her out of the Rishus of the Master, which she became Nara. Lemishkakas lo, Oma Yaitza Babakras. You never have a maid servant leave at 12 and a half. The Heichi Kasav on Krav Midi, the Havi Lichtav. Why did the Torah write something that's not necessary? Naras Behedja, I'm certainly heavy. Lichtav Naras Behedja Vasulai. Write Nara. Why write two words? One means Bagras, one means Nara. That means Bagras will never happen. So why bother? Kaishav and Sakhar also, the Torah could have written one. But even if the Torah wrote both, Beferish, I would have said unnecessary, but sometimes the Torah writes something that's unnecessary. But it happens.
Maybe.
It happens. There are people that are 6 year avadim. There are people that are long term avadim. Here, there's no girl that leaves with Agras. It's a halacha that never happens. The Torah doesn't write words that never happen. Yes, what's your problem?
That's because of the Torah.
It's because of the Torah.
What does that mean? The Torah writes it. Nothing's extra the Torah.
Okay, so this is Dr. Harris's question a few minutes ago. Where do you apply this rule of Milsa Dasi Vikavachaima Karach the Katsav Lakra? He asked that a few minutes ago. I told him to wait till the Amid
Bay. I'm saying something else.
Yes, you did. You're asking the same thing.
But I'm saying it in Hebrew. Right.
He's saying it in English and he asked it in Hebrew.
What I'm saying is bottom line, is it extra?
Yes.
It is extra.
Yes. But it's a geya. It's extra that I could have figured it out. But it's applicable.
I'm
just pointing that out.
Don't bother by so much. When we say extra, we always darken something. All of a sudden, no,
again, that was your question a number of minutes ago, which was repeated, and I got it. That's what we're going to wait to the Amud Beis, where the Gemara addresses it.
What happens to an Amud Beis that doesn't want to leave?
There's no such thing.
Is
it tough luck?
He kicks her out.
She can't stay there.
But again, if she wants to, he wants to, who's going to stay?
Again. You can be an employee. You can't be an amma. You're not an amma. Listen, an evidently that doesn't want to leave Vayivo, what is halacha?
He has to get pierced.
No.
He doesn't want to leave at Yivo.
He doesn't
want to leave at Yivo. State the Gemara Baba Kama, it must be elsewhere too, probably in Kedushin also, but it's in Baba Kama where I remember it from. You kick him out of the house. You beat him up and say, get out of here. You're not an Eved anymore. Now, if he wants to resell himself, new Mechira, we can start talking. He can't stay. It's over. I mean, Avkamina, by an Eved, it makes a bigger Avkamina. He can't live with a Shifchei Knanis. An Eved Ivri can live with a Shifchei Knanis. And once he's kicked out, he can't live with a Shifchei Knanis, whether he wants to or not. He's a yid. A yid's not allowed to live with a Shifchei Knanis. It's a special heter for Eved Ivri.
They're not really married, right? Doesn't give birth
to it makes no difference. He's living with her. No. He's living with her together like 90% of people live today.
There are people.
Now, a Mavriya is not living with anybody. A Maria is just a job, but she's free. She wants to stay on as an employee. We can talk salary. She wants to stay on for free. Your next door neighbor can come and be babysit your kids for free. He's not an Amma. She doesn't belong to you. She's never an Amma. Exactly.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
That's again. The same thing is true by long-term Eved and a short-term Eved. If once it wrote long-term, I don't need short-term. So the Gemara wanted to compare the two, and the Gemara's answer is it's not comparable. And for the Gemara, Elam Rabbaya,
Leinitzur. What did we just reject?
We rejected the answer that the Torah wrote Bagrus like it wrote short-term. We wanted to say that the Torah does these things. That the Torah does these things, and the Gemara is saying, no, it doesn't. So now we're back to the question, why mention Bagrus? No. Because the Brisa says it's not extra. We don't argue with Brises. The Brisa said, We're not erasing the Brisa. We're trying to understand it. We're not saying, therefore, the Brisa is wrong. We're saying, therefore, we don't understand it. It's not an Amira that said it that we have a kasha on. It's a Brisa. We tried to explain a Brisa. Our explanation was rejected. So now we have to explain the Brisa a different way. Now, if we never have an explanation of the Brisa, sometimes the Gemara will say the Brisa was a mistake. And sometimes the Gemara will say, we don't understand, depending who the author of that Brisa was. But here, we're trying to explain an existing Brisa. We're not arguing at a Brisa. We are Amaroim. Amaroim don't argue on Brisas.
So where does the words of the Brisa stop in the beginning here?
The Amaroim, the Brisa is, I'll tell you exactly where it is.
Where's the Gemara take over?
I'll tell you where it is. The Tanya, if you go back up to the beginning of the page, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, seventh line from the top, last word of the line, the Tanya, the Yatzachina Meli Me Bagrus, and Kesav Eli Me Naris. That is the Brisa.
And Gufa,
where it says Gufa, Yatzachina. We quoted the Brisa.
I understand. The Lifte Ramana is who's saying that?
The Gemara. Now it's the Gemara's question on the Brisa.
Right.
The Brisa is only that. The Yatzachina Meli Me Bagrus, and Casavelli
Maynard.
So we thought it's similar to Tasha Vesacher, where the Torah wrote an extra word. And the answer is, there the extra word is applicable, not necessary, but applicable. Here it's never applicable. Elam Rabbaya Lenitzuch El Lepoga Dailanus. There are women that never become a Nara. There are women that never develop Shesaris. And they develop Simone Islandus. And they become from a Katana into a Bagaris right away. Because Simone Islandus don't develop till 20 or 18 in Machlaikas Tanoim. So here's this girl, she's 12, she's 13, she's 14, she's 15. She's a Katana. She has no Shesaris. If she develops Shesaris at 15, she becomes an Ara. At 16, she becomes an Ara. At 17, she becomes an Ara. At 18, she becomes an Ara. At 19, she becomes an Ara. At 20, if she doesn't have Shesaris, and she has Simone Islandus, we say, oh, she's a Gdaila. So there are Ktanas that go and never have Naira stage.
You just said she's
in
Naira stage through that.
She's not an Ira. She doesn't have Shesaris. A Katana.
She remains a Katana.
Correct.
Alma also?
Again, let's take first things first.
Okay.
She's a Katana. Meaning, our assumption is Rav girls develop Shesaris the day they turn 12. And even those that miss it Rava them develop it shortly afterwards. There are cases of girls that never get Shteisaris. They remain Ktanas till they develop one of two things. Either they develop Shmoneh Islandess, and then at 20, they are called an Islandess, and they become Gedolus. Or they never develop Shmoneh Islandess, and never have Shteisaris. They remain Ktanas till 35. And at 35, they become a Gdaila. That's what happens.
What's the order?
What?
How does the order work? Oh, she doesn't have other Simone Islanders.
She doesn't have Simone Islanders. She doesn't have Shteisaris. So she becomes a Gdaila at 35. Now.
And if she does Simone Islanders, then at 20 she becomes
a Gdaila.
And until that time,
she is a Ktana. So now, there's two levels to this Gemara. I'm going to explain it simply, then I'll take it a notch up. So,
well,
this girl...
She gets two Shteisaris at 15.
She becomes a Naira at 15.
For half a year.
For half a year.
Why not a Gedolin?
Because she... Because
only 12 to 12 and a half.
That's only because it's 6 months after she gets Shteisaris. A girl that doesn't get Shteisaris and then starts her Nairus later.
What 6 months mean?
Exactly 6 months.
No, what does 6 months mean?
I know, 6 months mean 1 month, three months, four months, five months, six months.
What does it mean for Nairus? If she's a regular, normal, sorry, normal.
We'll use regular.
Yeah,
regular.
Regular, unleaded. So it says. 12 to 12 and a half, she becomes a Bulgarian.
Only because it's 6 months after she became an Arab.
What does that mean, bottom line? Forget about halakhically. Bottom line is, does something change in her?
So that's a sugya masechtas nida.
Oh my.
Is there a physical change to Bulgarian? The answer is it's yes, but it's not necessary. It has to do with breath. That has nothing to do with, it's not ma'akiv and halacha.
Bottom line is,
it's not ma'akiv and halacha.
I know, but Dr. Harris's thing, let's say at, she didn't have any hair, then she suffers, then at 17, she becomes an Adara, and then we count 6 months.
Correct.
Is that the same
theology? No, because there might not be any, there might not even be any.
Yes, why is it, what's 6 months? Is it a choke?
It's exerus agassiv. I don't know where the pasuk is, by the way. That's what I'm saying. Nairus is 6 months. And it has 12 to 12 and a half is the regular. We're assuming that the girl developed Shteisaris on her 12th birthday. Just like we assume that a bar mitzvah boy developed Shteisaris on his 13th birthday. It's an assumption. Rive, Gemara Nida tells us, Rava says, Rive boys turning the day of 13 will get Shteisaris, and Rive girls the day of 12 will get Shteisaris. No. The ones before don't count. We'll develop two new Saris that day.
On that day?
100%. Yes, that's what the Gemara says. Having before doesn't make a difference. That's called Shuma Ba'alma. That's a wart. That's not called Shteisaris. Rive girls develop it on their 12th birthday. Rive boys develop it on their 13th birthday.
Is there a counterpart?
Can I see a hair grow?
Again, it doesn't have to grow for 5 inches.
If the Gemara says it, that means it's reality.
Now, we rely on this Chazaka de Rava, that's what it's called in Halacha, for Rabbanon, not for the Rises. Therefore, bar mitzvah boys can daven for Ramad, they can bench, they can count for Mezuman, they can count for Minyan. But they can lane. They cannot lane Parshas Zohar because that's a deraisa. They can't do kedushin. What?
Hatoras Nedarim allowed bar mitzvah?
No. No is the answer. People don't know that. Hatoras Nedarim is a deraisa. You need Shteisaris.
Is there a counterpart to an islandess by a man?
Yeah, it's called the Saris.
No.
Yes. Okay, so now, so I'm going to explain it on two levels. So the Pashup chat is, this girl was sold, and she didn't go out at 12. She never became an Ira. She goes out when she becomes a Megaris and an Islandess at 20 or 18. She does, there is a girl that will leave by Bagrus. The Islandess will leave by Bagrus. She doesn't have some money in Naira. She never becomes a Naira. She needs Bagrus.
Yes.
Well, there are girls that are Islandess, and when do they go free?
And what's the harm that they should have to...
I don't know. You tell me. If they would say an Iris, I don't know. She never becomes an Ira.
She becomes a Gedola.
So now, you could make a Kabbalah Chaimer, maybe, but at least there's a girl that's not an Ira. The question was, every girl's an Ira before Begaris. The answer is, it's not true.
Why are you calling Begaris for her?
That's the stage after Naira. Gedola, well, Naira is a Gedola also.
Why can't you call it Gedola?
Because the Naira is a Gedola.
She's not full-fledged Gedola.
100% Gedola as far as mitzvahs and averus are concerned.
A
Naira, a 12-year-old, is high at the fast Yom Kippur.
What's
the difference
between Gedola and
Begaris? Gedola is a halacha in Chiyuv mitzvahs and averus. And in Kinyanim. Naris and Begaris has nothing to do with that. It's in whose jurisdiction she's under.
And when she's 20, in this case, when she becomes 20, what if I have to call her something for Aliyah? What is she, Begaris or a Gedola?
Again, it's a semantics. Makes no difference. No, it makes no difference. It makes no difference because if you call her a Gedola, you're running into a problem. But the 12-year-old is also a Gedola. You're using a word that can be used for two things. It never stops. She's a Begaris for the rest of her life.
Yeah, she dies.
Oh, I thought it was a stage until she gets married.
No. Begaris is a physical stage that remains with her to the rest of her life. And there's no corresponding by the man. A man becomes a gadol, he's a gadol. There's no two stages. By a girl, there's two stages. One in all hilchas gadlus, which happens at the day she tests. By the way, the day she has Shesaris and is 12, and then afterwards is a second stage called Bagrus. And a girl who doesn't develop Shesaris skips the stage of Naris. Now there's two problems here. Problem number one is a girl goes out in 6 years. She can't become an islander until she's 20 or 18. She's long out because a girl goes 3 or 6 years even if she's a ktana. The guy sells his daughter when she's 5, she leaves at 11. That's facts. So the question is, she never goes out as a Begaris. Because, Mamunshek, she's not an islander until 20, right?
It's 8 years. Right?
She goes out at 6 years. So when did he sell her? He sold her as a ktana. And she leaves 6 years later, she never leaves in Bagrus. The answer is, he sold her at 15. She was a ktana. She had no shesaris. Now she leaves as an islandess at 20. So you could have a case where islandess takes her out Bagrus. He sold her at 16, at 17. Problem is, this is the second problem. A islandess is l'mefreya a gdaila from the teish, it's machloikas. One man the Amar says that at 20, if she has Shimana islandess, that shows us that she was already a gdaila at 12. That means she never goes out with islandess because it means that she was a gdaila 12. And the answer is, you're right. The Adin would have to give back all the earnings she did in those years, and the father would have to give back the money he sold her. It ends up that she was never sold. So the islandess will get her out at 20, and then it will reflect that the sale was never a sale. That's what it'll end up being.
Does Yovel take her?
Yovel takes her out, yes.
According to
that Mandiyam.
So the Gemara now is going to go Mishleim according to this Mandiyam.
No, it's not going to go that way. Because it doesn't. The Rishayim do it, the Gemara doesn't do it. Hashem does it, the Rashba does it, the Ritva does it, the Ramban does it.
How about Shita?
I don't know if the Shita was made, let me... I don't know. Okay. Rashi, islandess ain't lo simon anaris. Hashmin and Kra, the Pasuk is teaching me, she it's you, you made by Grusa, Shiela Ashim Shana. Zog the Gemara. Salkadaita, I mean, I would think Benares Tepuk, but Bakrus like Tepuk. I would think the islanders doesn't go out when she turns to Begeres. Kamash Malon, that's why the Torah wrote it. What?
She does go out.
She does. Maskevo Amar Baravashi. The Lav Kavachimer. I would have figured it out with a Kavachimer. Ma Simonim Sheim Etzir Meshosav. Anara develops Simonim. Simonim means Shteisaris. It does not take her away from her father. She remains under the jurisdiction of her father for another half year. Metzir Meshosav, and it breaks her from being an Amavriya. Bagrus Shemetzir Meshosav. A Bagrus goes out of her father's Rishus. Ain't it in Shemetzir Meshosav? Why would the Torah have to write it? I could have figured it out with a Kavach Haimer. If Nairus takes her out, for sure Bagrus should take her out. Bagrus is stronger than Nairus. The Raya is it takes her out from her father.
Nairus takes her out from her father?
Bagrus does. Elo Amar Marber Avashi, you're right. I would have figured out Bagrus takes her out from a Kavach Haimer. But Sal Kedai Tachamil, it's a Likris Vina the islandess. The Chiddush is that you can sell an islandess. I would think that once a woman's an islandess, her sale was never a sale, even if she was fine. Sal Kedai Tachamina, the Ashi Simone Nairis Havizvina. Only a girl that could become a Naira can be sold. The Loy Ashi Simone Nairis, Loy Havizvina Zvina. I would have thought that the Torah only lets you sell a girl that ends up becoming an Ara. If she doesn't end up becoming an Ara, the sale was invalid at 5, at 6. The Torah never allowed for a sale of a girl that doesn't become an Ara. Kamash Malan, so the Torah writes Bagrus, V'yatzachinam, but to tell me, no, that a girl, even if she never becomes an Ara, she can be sold, and Bagrus will take her out. Rashi. Dr. Ashi Shem Matsir Meshusav. Kedemina L. Shemaisi Del Lavia. We said before that the earnings of a Naira goes to her father. Bagrus Shematsir Meshusav. Ashkachna the Zachi Le Kro El Naris. We never find in the Pasuk that the Torah gave a right to a father only while she's a Naira. The Ksiv Lavia Naira. Ein Adin, come on, Parach. Now, here, later on, the Gemara is going to ask the question. What kind of question is Marbar Avashi asking? He's asking, we could learn it out with a Kavach Haimer. But didn't we just say a few minutes ago that sometimes the Torah writes things that we can learn out with a Kavach Haimer? What is he asking? Why did the Torah have to write Bagrus? I can figure it out with a Kavach Haimer. The simple answer would have been, sometimes the Torah writes things you can figure out with a Kavach Haimer. The Gemara doesn't give that answer. And the Gemara is going to ask, what happened to that rule? Which was your question. When do we apply it? When don't we apply it? Kaman Baruch, Ha'amram Bilsad Ashim HaKavach Haimer Torah V'Kasuv Makra. Didn't we say that sometimes the Torah will write? What kind of question is it? The Torah didn't have to write it because I can figure it out with a Kavach Haimer. You just told me that sometimes the Torah writes things that I can figure out with a Kavach Haimer. Le'nitzuch HaKuad HaBagris, El Lamdeinu to teach me, Sha'ailanism Keres B'katnusa K'sharbanas. That an islandess can be sold when she's a ktana. You shouldn't think that to sell a girl, it has to be a girl that turns into an ara. Not true. Frakti Gemara. Give me four more lines. Frakti Gemara, Lomar Baravashi, the Amr Vilav Kavachomer, who? Mar Baravashi, who just said, why isn't it a Kavachomer? Ha'amina, Milsadashi, the Kavachomer, Tarak, because of Lakra. Didn't we just get finished saying that sometimes the Torah will write things you can figure out with a Kavach Haimer? So what is he asking? I can figure it out with a Kavach Haimer. You can, and the Torah wrote it anyway. And here's the rule that you were looking for. Dr. Gemara, Hani Milihek, the Lekhid Lishnuyayim, the Lekhid Lishnuyayim Mishaninam, is a last resort option. We only use that rule of Milsa Da'asim, a Kavach Haimer, Torah, Lekhassu, Lekhra, when we have no other answer. If we have another answer, we answer it. Einokinami, if you would not have had an answer on Marbar Avashi's question, we would have said, the Torah wrote it anyway. But we always look for an answer first. And over here, we found an answer. So you asked me a question. When do we say the Torah writes things that are not necessary? When you have no other answer. If you have another answer, We never go and say the Torah wrote it unnecessarily. Meaning, the default option is everything the Torah writes is necessary. Sometimes, when we can't figure out why it's necessary and we're stuck, we say sometimes the Torah goes against that rule. But the rule is no extra words in the Torah. Everything is necessary. Aye, sometimes we're stuck. The answer is there is a backup that sometimes the Torah breaks its own rule. So we always look for an answer. By Taisha V'Sachar, we have no answer. It could have written long-term Evid. I would have figured out short-term Evid. And we have no reason why the Torah wrote short-term Evid.
Something else we haven't figured out.
What?
Maybe this is our answer we haven't figured out yet.
It's a good question, and I have no answer to that. That's an answer I didn't figure out.
So people shouldn't say that? They should never say such a general thing like no extra words in the Torah? They're wrong when they say that?
Correct. On the level of shat, there's no extra, that rule is wrong. I'm sure I'll be saying, I'll be this, there's no extra words in the Torah.
So
I wouldn't call it extra words, by the way. The Torah writes something, I could have figured out without it.
Is it something the most...
It's different than saying extra words in the Torah. Not extra, it teaches me halacha. I would have known the halacha anyway. It's a big difference. The Torah didn't write it just to write it. The Torah wrote it to teach me halacha. The question was, I would have figured out that halacha anyway. It's not that the Torah didn't teach me anything. It taught me that a short-term eved can eat truma. I would have known it anyway. But it did teach me that halacha.
It was helpful to us?
Again, it didn't teach us anything. But that's not called for no reason. Again, when the Torah writes, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemar, you can't say it's not necessary. But I know it anyway. The Torah taught me that Hashem spoke to Moshe. I would have figured it out anyway. But the Torah wrote it to teach it to me. Again, the way you use the Torah wrote unnecessary words. I don't like the word unnecessary. The Torah wrote words that doesn't teach me anything new. That would be the correct way of saying it.
If we go to Mabon Diyamar and we say, okay, according to you, according to you, what do you do with that pasuk? What do you do with that word? What do you do with that extra vav? Whatever it is. He can't say Tar Chesel Pro, right?
Right. Correct. It's only things that we can derive with a Kalva Klaimer, the Torah might write it. The Torah didn't write it if it's not telling us anything. That's what I was trying to tell Ramesh.
Can you repeat that last thing you said to me? That not after words, they are, I want to write it down.
There are no new halacha derived that I wouldn't have known. It's not teaching me any halacha that I would not have known. It is teaching me halacha, but I would have known it anyway.
Maybe.
They announced in Shul that we are now davening Musaf. You knew they were going to daven Musaf. But they made an announcement that said they're davening Musaf. It taught us something, but you would have known it anyway.
Maybe this call of Homer, why can't we say...
Unnecessary would mean they got up and they said it's snowing outside. It's nothing to do with davening.
But why can't you say the Kalvachomer logic's wrong? Maybe the logic's wrong. Maybe we're missing out on something that it's not a Kalvachomer.
You're 100% right. That was Dr. Harris asked me again. You were McCobb to the question. And I said to him, I don't know the answer. About 5 minutes ago.
What? Maybe our logic's wrong.
Dr. Harris asked me the same question.
And the answer was?
I don't know.
How can that be? There's no Rebbe's at all.
I said, I don't know.
We still love you, Rebbe.
I said to him, I don't know the answer to that question. The Gemara decided that there is no answer except for this. I couldn't make that decision. You're right. I would not be able to make that decision. Maybe I'm missing something. The Gemara can reach a stage that it says it's not missing anything. I can't say that. By the way, I want to disagree with one thing you said. the arm on the arm that don't darshan extra vav.
Oh yeah, right.
So you said that you can't say it's for not there. By vav, it happens to be the arm on the arm that don't darshan.
That's why I picked vav.
So your statement that you cannot say it's for nothing by a vav is not necessarily true. That's why I.
So it's only a vav, it's nothing.
By ass, by vav, yeah, yeah, different things. Yeah.
Those that don't
dash
into
estimate
in the Torah.
Right.
Same thing?
Similar, yes. Correct.
So, bottom line, the Brisa said, Eli me Barbus. We explained now from the Maskana that Marb Ravashi's thing talking about, like Rubba, right? That it's talking about a islandist and that the.
Like Abaya. Abaya.
Yeah. That the finish is that the sale is a good sale. Not that we don't need to tell us.
That I could have derived from a Kavah Chaimer.
Right, but to tell us that the original sale is a valid sale.
Right, that's the finish.
I might have thought it's not a valid sale because it reverts back.
Because there's no Naira stage.
There's never Naira. But it's a stretch, though, with the thing, Eli Me Bagrus.
Again, it's teaching me that Bagrus takes her out also. But that I would have known.
So we learn two things from it?
Yeah, we learn one that's not necessary and one that is. Sorry. One that we would have known anyway and one that we wouldn't have known anyway. Stomach you're giving kicking. Stomach giving kick ticking.
I'll give you
chicken.
How much longer do we have?
No. The safer. A long way to go.
We're roughly.
I have no idea.
That's
it. Zaki Bar Vayter. The Tana Maitzel LaMacha. The Tana learns out Kedusha Kesef from a different source. The Tanya, Yikach Ish Isho Bolo. V'hoye Maisim Tzachem Be'enav Kimotza Ba'erviz Dover. Remember, Mesechus Gittin. Ain kicha lo
b'kesef.
The Tana learns out kedusha kesef from a different source. We just spent a blot on b'yatzachinam ain kesef, but that's the source of kedusha kesef. The Tana learns, right? The Gemara asked Manalon, and the Gemara answered that Rav said from b'yatzachinam ain kesef. Ain kesef.
That's how she can get married with
Kesef. Yeah, that's what the source was.
She goes out
from the Adon with no money. From a different master, there is money.
Which means she got married.
That's what she leaves her father is by marriage.
They're both going out. They're going out from the father.
That was the whole last plot. The Beyatzachina main Kesef told us Kedusha Kesef. That's what we learned this whole week.
She goes out with money.
Goes out from her father with the payment of money. The father gets money. The master doesn't get money when she leaves the master. She leaves her other master, she gets money. He doesn't have to. That's one of the ways of Kedushin. The Tana learns it out from somewhere else. The Tanya. Well, you haven't, it's amazing. Let's see what the Gemara has to say. How do I know that? This is Kicha Kicha. Kicha Kicha tells me that Avraham Avinu bought it. How do I know he bought it with money? Because it says Nesati Kesef Asada Kach Mimeni by Avraham Avinu. This is the pasuk by Avraham Avinu. Kicha Kicha. So this Tana learns that Kicha Kicha. So on Beis Amud Aleph, we quoted this drasha. On Gimel Amud Beis, we bought a different drasha. On Tawad Amud Beis, the Gemara says there's another drasha.
We're already finished with the Gainim now. This is regular Gemara.
This is regular Gemara according to everybody. Zok to Gemara. Vali Dinhu. Why can't I learn now Kedusha Kesef from a Kavah Chaimer? Why do I need a pasuk to teach me Kedusha Kesef? I can learn it out with a Kavah Chaimer. Ma Omavriya. She'ena Niknes Mabiyah. Madach, when a guy buys his amavriya, he cannot acquire her through intimacy. You buy an amavriya, you pay for it. It's a pasuk that says, when you buy an amavriya, you pay for it. You cannot acquire her through intimacy. Still, the Torah says, niknas bekesef. Zu sheniknas bebia ein adin shetikna bekasa. A woman, a wife, can be acquired through intimacy. That means the Torah lets her be acquired in ways that an amavriya cannot. So maybe logic should say she has more kinyanim than an amavriya. The raya is she can be acquired through intimacy, and amavriya cannot. And so if an amavriya can be acquired through money, it follows that a wife should also be able to be acquired through money. Now the truth is, this is a Kal Vachomer, and this is how the Gemara operates, and I know that's going to be difficult to swallow. Because the answer would be, Amavriya is not marriage, and this is marriage. How do you compare non-marriage and marriage? The answer is, we're looking at dry facts. You cannot acquire an Amavriya with intimacy, you can't acquire a wife with intimacy. That means a wife is easier to acquire than an Amavriya. If so, if Kesef works by an Amavriya, Kesef should work by a wife. Again, it's just showing kinyanim.
Why did we ask the question before?
Because the Gemara decided to ask it now.
No, meaning after we learned Kinyanim in Kesef, that's how this is. The first answer was learning out from Amavriya, right?
No, we didn't. Amavriya leaving. This is Amavriya getting bought.
No, I'm saying leaving, right? So ask the question. So that's how we know Kesef works, right? So ask this question. Then
the answer is we wanted to bring both drushes and then ask the question.
Is the question on this new?
It's on both. It's on both.
It's on both.
Yeah, you don't need any psukim. It's logical.
It's on both.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone in class thought that. I thought it was only on the last. We'd have no problem with the buying of Amma before.
The question could have been asked back on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. And for the Gemara, Yavama Techiach. Yavama shows us that your Kal Vachomer is not true. Sheniknas would be a vein and niknas for Kesef. Yavama can only be acquired through intimacy, not through Kesef. So you see that there are things that intimacy works for and things that Kesef works for. So if I wouldn't have had a pasuk by Kedushin, I would have said, it's like Yavama. Yes, it's to slug up the Kal Vachomer. Yavama shows us that the Kal Vachomer is not true.
And Rebbe spoke shot about one's a Eved and one's married.
The Gemara doesn't like to slug up facts with logic. It likes to take facts and slug it up with facts. Yavama is facts. Frek the Gemara, Ma'ali Yavama Shkenei Niknas Vishtar. It's not true. You can buy an Amavriya with a star. You can buy a woman with a star. You can't buy a Yavama with a star. So therefore, Yavama is not in the same league as an Amma and a lady and a wife. So maybe the Kal Vachomer still works. Yavama doesn't show us anything because Yavama can't even be clubbed up with a star. And you can buy a woman with a star, and you can buy an Amavriya with a star. I hate to use buy a woman. You can marry a woman with a star. And for the Gemara, Talmud Lomer Ki Gachish. That's why I need a pasuk. Frek the Gemara Lomer Li Kra.
Rabbi, can I ask you a question?
Why do I need a pasuk? At the end of the day, the Kal Vachomer worked. Ma the Amavriya can be bought with Kesef, even though you can't buy her with Bia. So woman is the same. And Yavama is not a factor because Yavama doesn't even have star. Talk to Gemara. Yes, Harvey, I'll take your question. Yes.
I don't understand what the Havamina was on the example of the Amma Ibriya. In the other examples, marrying somebody, performing Yavama, you could say that Bia is a natural manifestation of that. How is it that I would acquire a servant through Bia? I don't understand how that follows and why these are good comparisons. You're not intimate with someone to make her your servant. You're intimate with someone to make them your wife.
I tried to answer your question because I realized that this would be the question. And the answer is, the Gemara likes to answer Kal Vachomer with facts, not logic. What you're saying is the reasons behind things. The Gemara likes to answer Kal Vachomer if it can put facts on the ground. And therefore, you don't have to get involved in that logic. You're trying to make a Kal Vachomer with facts. Your facts are wrong. Now, it happens to be It happens to be that had the Gemara not found facts, maybe the Gemara would have approached it your way. I don't know. But the Gemara is trying to answer facts with facts. Forget reasons. We see that Amavriya can be acquired with money, not with Bia. A woman that can be acquired with Bia for sure can be acquired with money. We answered Yavama proves us wrong. We said Yavama is not a Raya. Now, at the end of the day, if we couldn't find facts, maybe we would deal with what you said. I don't know, because we might never get there. But we try to answer facts with facts. We don't try to work logic if we can respond with facts. Halakhic facts, that's what I'm talking about.
Maybe I'm not understanding facts with facts, but to me, we constantly distinguish attempted kal v'chomers by using the underlying realities of the situation and whether they even fit. And to me, this is just a non-fit. When you say facts with facts,
I don't have a better answer.
Okay.
That's two times today that I said I don't know, Rabbi Cohen. Two times today I said I don't know. You didn't even listen to me. Dr. Gemara, Halamali Krahasila. At the end of the day, we had a good Kal v'chomer. So why did the Braisa end and say, no, we have a pasuk? Amar Rav Ashi, Mishum De'ikul Meimar, Me'ikwa D'dina Percha. The Kal v'chomer never stood a chance. From the original Kal v'chomer, it was fell apart. Why? Mehecha Kamais Islam Amavriya. What was your source that you want to make the Kal v'chomer from Amavriya? Ma'amavriya Chiken Yaitza Bekesef. Amavriya can go out with money. You buy her with money, she goes out with money.
That's what Rabbi said initially, right? Why?
Taimer Bezu, Shani Yaitza Bekesef. But a woman never can get divorced with money. So therefore, the facts say that the Kal v'chomer is not a Kal v'chomer. Amavriya buys with money, sells, buy or sell back with money. At any point in time, if the Amavriya gets a hold of money, she can buy her freedom.
Before the 6 years,
before 12.
For how much?
It's going to be a whole sugya later on. The pastors we deduct. We split it over 6 years, and let's say she's here for 3 years, she pays half price.
Balkorcha?
Balkorcha.
No, Balkorcha, yeah.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. So we see that Amavriya has kesef both ways. A woman for sure can't get divorced with money, so therefore...
Isn't that what we said initially, that one's marriage, one's...
That's not what the Gemara answers. The Gemara is answering facts on the ground.
That's the difference between marriage and...
That's your logic. We're talking about kesef working, not working, without thinking about why it should work. You're bringing the whys. I'm bringing facts. It happens to be that the reason the facts are true is because of the why. But that's not what we're answering. We said, here, facts on the ground is, a Maria can buy herself with money, and a woman cannot.
The Kavachoma
doesn't start. Therefore, Talmud Lemek, that's why I need the Xer Shavu, or the Yatsakina Menkasef. Rashi.
Wasn't there another one also?
No, there was not.
Wasn't there another one?
No, there was not.
Kinami, Sados, Kesef.
That's still to prove that Kicha means money. I learned that way in the base of the days. That if we don't learn from Navi, we're just proving that Avraham Avinu bought it with money. Maybe he made another Kenyan. I spoke it out twice to staff common base. I've only mentioned it a number of times.
I asked it again. Forgot that you asked it already? I know I asked, but I didn't remember the answer.
Titus asked the question on base.
In our school, one says. I'm sorry, I don't know who to ask. Who's old?
Okay, we'll continue. I'm going to say we'll do the Rashi's tomorrow. I hope you have a wonderful day.